Shavua Tov, Boker Tov, good morning, first of all. I want to wish a Mazal Tov to our Chatan in the room, Mr. Jacob Gurjan, Mazal Tov. Jacob got married this past Thursday, and Bezat Hashem, it was a beautiful chuppah, a beautiful wedding. Bezat Hashem, you should build a bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael. Many, many healthy children, Bezat Hashem. Yerbu simachot b'am Yisrael, Bezat Hashem. There's a very important halakha regarding Pesach, before Pesach, Bezat Hashem, we're only a couple of weeks away. If a person is going away for Pesach, what do you do? When do you check? When do you do the bedika? How do you do it? When do you make the bracha? What is the obligation? So I'll give a little bit of a couple minute understanding as to what are the obligations of a person who's going away for Pesach. If a person is staying home for Pesach, everything's simple. You do your normal sequence of events. You do on the night before Pesach, you do bedikat chametz with a bracha, and you follow the normal process that's written in all of the sidurim. But if a person is going away for Pesach, usually what happens is you go away prior to the night before Pesach. So what do you do then? So the halakha is, if you're going away before Pesach, the proper thing to do is the night before you leave, you would do a bedikat chametz in your house without a beracha. Without a beracha. So you would go around your house, you could use a candle or a flashlight, you would just walk around the house, check all the spots you would normally check to make sure there's no chametz left over, and you do your regular bedikat the night before you leave, just without a beracha. Then when you get to your hotel, the night before Pesach, you would do the actual bedikat chametz with a beracha. So you would go, you would take, a candle or a flashlight, you would make the bracha, you would go around and check your room and do everything you would usually do. Obviously, you know, if you're on a program, it would be a little bit different, and I'll explain what that means. But generally speaking, it's the same sequence of events. You do your betikat chametz in your hotel room with a bracha. That's on the night before Pesach. Now, what happens if you're going, for example, to a program? So if you're going to a program, usually everything there is kosher for Pesach already. So you're probably not going to find any chametz anyway, but still, we follow the same sequence of events. You would do bedikat chametz on the night before Pesach when you arrive at your hotel room, and you would check. You don't have to necessarily flip the couches, like they say, but you can do a proper check to make sure there's no chametz left over. If you're going somewhere that's not a program, now this is where a very important halakha comes up. Usually, in most hotels that you go to, they have a snack bar or a mini bar, a liquor bar, whatever is inside. And usually, most times, they have things inside there that are chametz. They have beer, they have many things that could be chametz. Whiskey. What is the obligation of a person who's going to a hotel during Pesach that has one of those things in their mini bar? What are you supposed to do? So Rabbi Ben Chaim taught us that the most important thing to do, because there's actual chametz, and if anything, let's say you have a child and they go and take it out, right away you get charged. So now you're acquiring chametz over Pesach. You're not allowed to do that. So what are you supposed to do? So the first thing you do when you get to the hotel and you have such a situation, go to the front desk, tell them, I want you to remove everything from my minibar. I don't want any of it there. You have to verbalize this to them. And you have to tell them that I don't want what's in the minibar. And now that's on them. It's on their obligation to come and remove it. If they don't come and remove it, that's their responsibility. You should cover it if they don't remove it. But that's what your obligation is. You have to go and make sure that you tell them that I don't want what's in the minibar. I want you to remove any of it. It's our holiday. I don't want to be charged. And so on and so forth. And that is the obligation of a Jew who is going away for Pesach. B'ezrat Hashem, anyone who's staying here, you should have a Chag Sameach. Anybody who's going away, also a Chag Sameach. And B'ezrat Hashem, when we fulfill the halachot of Pesach and checking for Pesach properly, we'll actually be able to be Mekayem. We fulfill what's written in the Arizal, that the more a person checks to make sure that there isn't even an ounce of chametz in their possession during Pesach, B'ezrat Hashem will help clean all of our sins, B'ezrat Hashem, throughout the whole year. Have a great day. Inshallah.